Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on Christmas Eve. Yay! And do you know what else today is? I mean, Christmas Eve is pretty amazing, but it is the birthday of my daughter, Sophie. So she was born on Christmas Eve. Isn't that cool? And then my name's Mary. Now, my husband is not Joseph, but it was pretty interesting to be Mary giving birth right around Christmas when she was born. So happy birthday to you, Sophie. I'm so proud of you, and I'm really grateful that the Lord has brought you into my life. You are a blessing. All right. To prepare you for tomorrow, we've been just kind of reading through Old and New Testament. Today, I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 2, the whole chapter, and the World English Bible. This is what it says. Therefore, we ought to pay greater attention to the things that were heard, lest perhaps we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first, having been spoken through the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard? God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders, by various works of power, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. For he didn't subject the world to come, of which we speak, to angels, but one has somewhere testified, saying, "What is man that you think of him? Or the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he subjected all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we don't see all the things subjected to him yet, but we will see him who has been made a little lower than the angels, Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he should taste of death for everyone. For it became him for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many children to glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name to my brothers. Among the congregation, I will sing your praise. Again, I will put my trust in him. Again, behold, here I am with the children whom God has given me. Since then, the children have shared in flesh and blood. He also himself in the same way partook of the same, that through death he might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might deliver all of them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For most certainly he doesn't give help to angels, but he gives help to the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he was obligated in all things to be made like his brothers, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make atonement for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. Mind if I pray for you? Ah. Okay, Jesus, I'm so grateful for you. I love you with all of my heart. I'm so grateful that you were tempted in every possible way, yet was without sin, and you were that perfect sacrifice for me. Lord, I am so thankful for the story of your life, your death, and your resurrection. Lord, I am so thankful that in this Christmas season, we can worship you without fear of retribution. We can actually worship you with newness of life and forgiveness of sin. And so, Lord, anyone out there who just feels overwhelmed by their sin, or maybe they think or they believe the lie that there's a sin that's too big that cannot be forgiven, and that is just not true. The truth is that all sin has been covered by your sacrifice on the cross. And so, Lord, thank you that right now on this day, on Christmas Eve, we can be made right with you, completely pure, completely set free from the bondage of sin and the sin that so easily entangles us. We can run with endurance the race that is set before us. We should keep our eyes on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before you endured the cross, despising its shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And we should consider you who has endured such hostility by sinners against yourself that we may not lose heart. And so, Lord, I know I jumped into another part of Hebrews there, but I'm just so thankful that you endured all the bad things, all the hard things, all the abandonment, all the misunderstandings, all of the pain. You endured death on the cross for us. So therefore, we can have life because you are the resurrected one who lives to intercede for us, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. And there's just so much more I could say and so much more I could be grateful for, but I'm going to rest it there in your hands. And help us, Lord, to really, truly tonight as we go to candlelight services to really reflect on the forgiveness that you have given us and the way that you have opened up heaven to us. We love you. We worship you. We thank you for being light in the darkness. And we ask that you would help us to be light in a broken world. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for supporting and listening to Pray Every Day. Would so appreciate your prayers for the podcast. If you want to help support the podcast, you can leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this. And that just helps more people find it. So happy Christmas Eve, and I hope you have a great Christmas tomorrow. And hopefully you'll be listening to Pray Every Day.